bring in the voice of the Cleveland Browns. Jim Donovan is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jim, how are you?
I am good, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us, Jim. Do we know yet if you're going to be able to travel on the road this year for the games? Have you been told? I'm hoping you can. We all want you to be able
we
to
have
that.
Kind of been it's indicated that they are leaning that way, although I don't know the whole procedure of it yet, but I have picked up vibes that I think they really want us to go back and travel, which would be great, I have to tell you.
Yeah, of course.
I think we all understand why last year maybe, but this year with everything, you know, the fact that the stadiums are going to be full, I can't see why they wouldn't let you do it. I know that it's such a different feel, right, being in person.
Oh gosh, I have to tell you, no doubt about it. It's we got through it last year, and like anything else, the more you do it, and by that I mean, you know, calling the game from First Energy Stadium when the Browns were on the road somewhere. I mean, you get through it, and it gets a little bit comfortable, but there are times that you absolutely, you know, you needed to be at the game. I mean, to be able to see what was going on the sidelines. And so, I mean, you were relying solely on what was being shown on television. So, it was a process. I totally understand it, like you alluded to. But it would be great to be back at the games when they're on the road this year. Make it a lot easier. Right. I think it would make it a better broadcast.
You know, Jim, a lot has been made about the OTAs and the offense not being here for this the first portion. It was not mandatory. Do you think it was a big deal that they were not here?
You know, I don't think it was, Dustin. And what I saw last week when they were here, it didn't look like they had skipped a beat at all. I was happy, and I totally understand that some of the defensive players said, hey, listen, I am going to go in. This is new to me. It's a new system. There are a lot of new faces on the defense. I want to make sure that I'm up and ready to go by the time we're ready to go in that mandatory minicamp, but certainly by July when training camp begins. So, no, I didn't think it was a big factor. I think offensively it's going to be the same guys that are going to be together once again this year. And I think that whatever they did last year, I mean, really worked for them. And I think it's only going to be enhanced by more in-person coaching this year. So I think that was much ado about nothing. I think that they were very, very comfortable and very crisp from what I saw last week when they were together for 3 days.
Jim, are you, concerned at all about the expectations being as high as they are? Are you concerned for the team, you know, that being a factor at all?
Well, having gone through this for, a long, long time, there is a little bit there. I mean, I can remember a couple of years ago when the OBJ trade happened and they were supposed to go to the Super Bowl because everyone thought that this is incredible stuff with, Odell coming here and Baker Mayfield, Freddie Kitchens, everything was on a roll with John Dorsey. And then they went out and they got beat by 30 points on opening day and ended up 6-10 at the end of the year. So that, you know, there are some history lessons there. There was a point where they went 10-6, I think, 2007. They didn't make the playoffs, but they had a great year, and they were coming into the next season, and they got tabbed for about 5 national primetime games coming into the next season, and they were terrible that year. Beat up in training camp, they had a lot of injuries, and they didn't play well, and so they didn't meet the expectations, and they crashed. So, I mean, there's a little bit of that when you go into a season like this, but after last season and then what they've added to the roster in free agency and in the draft coming into this year, I mean, if they stay healthy, I just can't see any reason why they aren't very, very good.
Jim, a lot of talk about Baker Mayfield and his contract status. He's got this year under contract. Next year's an option, of course, that will be picked up, of course. Should the Browns consider assigning Baker to an extension right now?
I'm in the camp, Dustin, that I would do it. I really would for a couple of reasons. I think he is the guy, and I think that, you know, now at this time last year, we were wondering about that. I mean, think about it. Going into last year, he was the big question mark. They had gotten him all the help that he needed offensively with Jedrick Wills and, you know, Jack Conklin and Austin Hooper. And then they just had Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt working with him. And it was time for him to produce, which I think he did. And I think as the year went along last year, I thought he played exceptionally well. More importantly, in really big games, I thought he played really, really well. I think in the Pittsburgh game at the end of the year to get them into the playoffs, I thought he was great. I thought he was tremendous at Heinz Field in the playoff game. And I don't think he was the reason they lost in Kansas City that day in the playoffs. And even the Monday night game, that great, great Monday night game against Baltimore, I thought he was great that game. I mean, the problems were on the other side of the ball in not being able to contain, you know, Lamar Jackson in that game. That was where the difficulties were. I just think that he's the guy. I think we've been waiting for this position to be resolved. I think he's resolved it. I think that there are two other guys, obviously, in his draft class at that position that are in line to get big deals. I think that I would go do it. I would get it done. I think he's ripe and ready to go. I think he's grown up a great deal through his early years here with the Browns. I mean, he's been through a lot, more so than some of the other guys have been through because of all the coaching changes and the uncertainty there. And I think he's come out of the other end of the tunnel, and I think that he's ready to go. I think he's the guy.
We're talking with the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, we know what they've got on offense. You're right. Yep. Baker's probably the guy. We know everybody's back, right? It's the same offense. You mentioned it. The defense was the reason when they did struggle a lot of last year. Now, they've made a ton of additions. Then, while the offense is completely the same, the defense is completely not the same, except for the defensive coordinator, Myles Garrett, and Denzel Ward. It's pretty much all new faces. Of all the moves they made on defense, which one intrigues you the most?
Well, they rebuilt that secondary, but I think that really had to get done. I'm very happy and pleased with, again, everything's on paper right now, but that looks really solid. Now, the Clowney situation, because of who he is and what he's done previously, or, you know, in regards to what he hasn't been able to do in his NFL career, too, I mean, that's fascinating to me. Yeah. Did I like Olivier Vernon? Yeah, he was a terrific player, but, often injured. I don't think regarded at the level, potentially, that Clowney can play at. Now, you put Clowney with Myles Garrett, and we've been waiting for this, Batman-Robin kind of connection. I am really excited and intrigued by how that's going to play out. I really am, because I believe that, it has the potential to be really, really great. Now, for Clowney, it's got the potential to be incredibly great if Garrett gets all the attention that he typically gets going into a game. That has always been Jadeveon Clowney wherever he's played. He's always been the guy getting all the attention. Now he's got this guy on the other side that is like Superman, and here we go, and he should flourish in this. So that move alone... Yeah. And if he can stay healthy, guys, because he's missed time and definitely missed a lot last year, that just has the potential to be dynamic, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it, Jim. I think you're right. You talk about the staying healthy. And, you know, some people would argue, well, you could say that about anybody. But I think it's a good point on defense, because the Browns have a lot of good players on defense that you're worried about injury. You talk about Clowney. He certainly had injury issues. We know about Greedy Williams, who missed all of last year. We know about Grant Delpit coming back, who missed all of last year. Their first-round pick, Newsom, missed a lot of time at college. And even Denzel Ward's missed at least three games every year. So there's a lot of question marks on the defense in terms of injury. I think there's very few, especially in the secondary, in terms of talent. They have upgraded the talent in an immense way. If they could stay healthy, I think the defense could go from a weakness to not only just decent, but a strength potentially.
You know, I can remember, I think the last time I was with you guys on the show, It was the early days of Browns training camp last year. And we were talking about, hey, how do they look on the field and everything like that. And I hang up from being with you guys. Delpit is being carted off the field, and 5 minutes after that, Greedy Williams is going off with what, you know, at that time didn't look all that serious, but turned out to be very serious with that shoulder problem. I mean, think about it. Going into the season last year, I mean, we wondered if they had any safeties and how they've been able to upgrade that position, you know, with John Johnson, and now, you know, they come in and it's just, it really is exciting, I think, to see the way they're going to be. That move that they made early in, you know, when they got Ronnie Harrison turned out to be a great move for them. But there was a point in time where you wondered what they were going to be able to do in the back half of that secondary because of those injuries. I mean, it was really scary stuff, I think, considering, you know, what they were going to be able to put out on the field. and the lack of experience and talent. I mean, you're talking about Redwine. You're talking about other players that are going possibly back there to play, and you're going to go out there and play the kind of schedule that they played last year.
Jim, you surprised that Sheldon Richardson signs with the Vikings, and apparently the Browns maybe offered a little bit more cash?
Yeah, I was. I was a little bit big. You know, there was a kind of a mixed signal there. I mean, all of the indications were that they were very disappointed that they couldn't keep him, and I kind of get that. I mean, you know, they were moving a lot of numbers, Dustin, and, you know, moving a lot of people around and, you know, and doing – and you wondered when they were going to run out because, you know, it isn't you know, it there is a limit to it. So I would – and then when – you know, but there was always that thought that he wanted to come back here because he really loved it here.
Right.
They wanted to try something to bring him back. So, yeah, that was a bit of a curveball when I hear, if the story is correct, and I don't, you know, there's no evidence that it's not, that he took less money, you know, to go to Minnesota, go back to Minnesota, and not stay here because this is such a good situation. The only thing I'm wondering, Dustin, if he's looking at the Browns rotation right now, and was he going to fit in a great deal?
Right.
I mean, that's how this thing has changed, I think, is that, you know, we wondered, do they have enough talent on the defensive line? And now they've added all these pieces there. And was he going to fit in there? Because they've drafted a player. They've brought Malik Jackson in. You know, they were going to have Billings come back after he sat out last year because of COVID. And I wonder if that was part of a factor, too.
Jim, I know you know, when you go on the road, you don't. It's not like for baseball where you're going to be in a city maybe 3-4 days. You usually don't have as much time. But do you have, when you are on the road, do you have specific restaurants in each town or places that you go, like picked out already before the season?
I don't, but my partner, Doug Deacon,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, he has a legendary list. I mean, he's a Jeff Ruby fan. Down in Cincinnati, he loves going there. When we more, typically we'll go over. There's a fine Little Italy section just off the Inner Harbor there, and we'll go there. And even when we go to a fine Italian place, Doug is a steak guy, so he would still order steak at an Italian restaurant, and sometimes get some weird looks from the waiter or the waitress that's attending to our table. So yeah. The places that we go to every year. So, in other words, when we're in the division, I kind of go with him. I kind of go. He leads me on the way there to where we're going to go. But normally, it's USDA approved.
That's right. Got to be a steak for Deke. He's going to a Chinese restaurant. It's a steak. The Mexican restaurant, it's a steak. Italian, it's a steak.
All right.
Yeah. Great stuff as always. We can't wait for training camp to start. Thanks for spending the time with us, Jim.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Jim
Donovan does an amazing job, the voice of the Browns.